Great to be here. I don't know, almost 25 years back in the fray looking for personnel, of course. I know Dan had mentioned earlier on today, you know, where we are as a team and our direction, very encouraged by it. I want to say right now I'm really, really proud of Dan Quinn and his leadership with this football team and our football team and where we are and how he does such a great job, you know, relating to the players and how the players relate to him. I think that's a great thing. So I'm excited. We're in our third year together, and with each year we continue to grow more and more, you know, closer and closer together and understanding each other and the nuances of what he wants as a coach, and our partnership continues to grow, which, you know, you've all heard many times, but I'm really proud of that. We feel we have a nice roster in place, and we want to continue to build that well. And we feel there's some really nice depth in the draft as well as in free agency. And we'll be looking in both areas to continue to fortify our team. And, again, excited about the future for the Atlanta Falcons. We'll throw it out to questions. Are you talking about our coaching staff or the personnel staff? Yeah, they were behind. I thought we did a really good job in the last 3 or 4 weeks at the back end of the season projecting. I thought Scott Pioli and our personnel department teed it up well for Dan and I to and the coaching staff to get ready when the time was right to jump in, you know, heavily into free agency as well as the draft preparation. So, you know, we have some new coaches, of course, with the change on the coordinator side and the offensive side, some adjustments on the defensive side. Again, have all the faith in the world that, you know, Dan, in placing those coaches, we're going to be in the right place with them. We're going to educate them quickly on our scheme and our culture there and how we're going to do things. And we feel really good with them coming in here to start looking at players to continue to build. I think, you know, concussions have always been an issue, no question. For years and years, we've always talked about them. They just have come to the forefront a lot more lately. We're that much more aware of them at all levels. I think at one time maybe it was the medical side and the personnel directors who talked a lot about them. I feel like now owners are talking about them, fan bases are talking about them, media is talking about them a lot. So I just think it's been not sensationalized, that's the wrong word, but I just think it's been brought up and everyone's very, very, very aware of them, as we should be. I think we're doing some really good things with the league to try to curb, and I love the fact that we're adjusting our tackling in the league. It's a big, big thing for me. I believe very heavily in prolonging, and I want our children to want to continue to play and the moms and the parents to continue to support their children in playing football, and I think we've done a great job with that.
Does that affect your grades on a guy? Like a college kid that you're looking at taking off
your board? No. Yeah, concussions don't affect the grade. We stress to our personnel department, our scouts and our directors and even our coaches, don't worry about that at this point. That's up to myself and Dan Quinn and our doctors to make the decision ultimately. We need to grade the players for who they are talent-wise. We say that even from a character standpoint.
Thomas, how did you...
Yeah, this is a little different for us. We've been up in the 20s, of course, over the last 10 years, potentially here and there. But to be at 31, I think it's all about patience. I also think there's opportunities, as you know, some of the teams with double picks or picks, teams that have picks that they might want to move back, they're going to look at 31 and, you know, potentially gives us an opportunity to be aggressive. We've never been short on aggressiveness with our approach with the Falcons, so... You know, we're always open to talk about that.
Thomas, how would you assess the defensive line in this draft and maybe also who might be available in free agency?
Well, I think defensive line. I think there, you know, there are some really good football players. I think there are some nice pass rushers in this group. And I think for most of the league who happen to be looking for pass rushers, I think it's a positive. I think more and more everyone realizes the importance of having 1, 2, and 3 pass rushers that can affect the quarterback. As we are very aware of that. And I like where we are. We continue to grow. But as I mentioned, you know, like most teams, we're looking to continue to build in the trenches on all sides.
Why does it take time for the pass rush to kind of develop and get into the
rhythm? I think I think on both sides. I think O-line and I think D-line as well. I think, you know, development is delayed a little bit more now. Different rules, different practice rules, different not the same ability and opportunities to be as aggressive with contact as there used to be. And I just think that's going to take time. And I think for us, you know, in a situation with Vic Beasley, I really think he turned the corner, and literally and figuratively speaking, because he really did get up and around the corner very well this year. And I think, you know, we're excited, you know, where he's going. We have some other young guys. We liked what Grady Jarrett did this year, and we continue to build those young D linemen. And I think as they get to know, again, to use D-Led's line, and they get to know the nuances of pass rush, I think that's really good. We have a head coach who's very, very into defensive line coaching, and will spend time on that side of the field in those drills and spending time with our pass rushers, and I think that goes a long way with our group. I think when we first looked at Matt back in 2008, I had the great opportunity to be around Tom Brady to see how he moved in the pocket and how he ad-libbed. Not from a necessarily from an athletic standpoint, but just his ability to be creative in the pocket. And I thought Matt did an amazing job this year that way. I thought more than other years, he did a really good job getting back to what we saw when we first brought him in. And so that was one of the things. I think he did a heck of a job throwing the deep ball as well. I think there was no hesitation. By having Alex Mack in the front and our two guards who have experience in Levitre and Chris Chester, helped create a pocket for him to aggressively, you know, spin the ball downfield, which was great because I think we all like to see that. Yeah, we spent a lot of time on him, of course, and very intelligent guy. And I've said this all along. I mean, Matt Ryan has a very keen awareness of being an incremental leader, and over the years he's continued to get more and more savvy with his leadership and express himself more as a leader, where he didn't do that in the first year coming out thumping his chest like he knew it all. He continued to grow, and now he's the exact leader we're looking for. Look, I've said this publicly too. I mean, I have a great deal of respect for Bill Polian and how they did things in Indianapolis back then, and you know, surrounding their marquee quarterback with the right talent. And we've been doing that since 2008 with the Falcons, and we continue to do that. And I believe that's a big, big thing, not only from the skill position, of course, which we've done on a number of occasions, and we feel very confident that we have not only the receivers but the running group, but also to continue to fortify the offensive line. That's a big thing. Matt had that much more confidence this year than he ever has, of course. And I just think it's really important to keep, you know, sort of keep focused on that for a guy like Matt. I mean, look, the reality is we go as our quarterbacks go in this league for the most part. And if you lose sight of that, I think you lose sight of the direction of your football team. Yeah, I mean, as far as recovering from the Super Bowl loss, I obviously that was one of those things that I have. I mean, there was so much effort put into that, and I was really proud of the team as we, you know, got to that point. I think we have a very resilient football team, starting with our owner for sure. Arthur has been really good with our discussions with Arthur. Myself and Dan have had myriad conversations with him about the direction of our team and where we came from and where we are right now. Dan has a really uncanny way of, again, relating to the football players, and I have all the confidence in the world that he's going to have them ready, confident, positive, resilient coming into the next season. What are they getting in Matt LaFleur? You know, Matt's a young football coach who has a really good understanding of the system. He has an understanding of what it takes in our league now, an early understanding of what it takes in the league to move the ball around and to use versatile players and continue to make sure that there are multiple targets. Again, smart young guy with a good football mind with a nice future. Yeah, I'm a firm believer that you can get running backs, you know, throughout the draft. You don't have to obviously go as high as you need, you know, in the first or second round. You can go in the mid rounds. You can also get CFAs out there. I mean, if they fit into your system and you utilize them properly and make sure you rotate them properly, I think that's a big thing. We had a heck of a coach working with them, you know, our young running backs, and I think that's a belief that I personally believe in, is making sure that we have a very clear idea of what we're looking for in our running backs. You know, in this league, you know, you can actually acquire the third running back, and that guy can move up through your ranks and become your first, and I love seeing that. I think that's a great way of utilizing talent and being mindful of, you know, where you're spending your resources, not only your money, but your resources for sure. I think Bill Belichick and Scott Pioli during that time did a great job of keeping the focus and not being caught up in the what I've often heard are the trappings of being a successful championship football team or caliber football team. And I think the big thing is making sure you focus, making sure you're not complacent. Of course, we all know that, but making sure that you are honest with yourselves, you know, as far as where you are with the team, who you're looking to re-sign, who you're looking to put more money into, who you may be down the road looking to think about moving on from. That's the reality of it. Always making sure that you're open-minded enough to continue to build your depth and know that that depth is going to potentially be, you know, the type of players that are going to, you know, take over when time is needed. So, again, I think Bill was a great leader that way, and Scott Pioli was, as far as making sure focus was on. And not thinking that you've figured it all out, because this is not an exact science as far as putting teams together.
Two more questions here. Yeah, to cancel out the emotions when it gets to those points of being with guys for a while and then win games for free, that you have to be honest.
Yeah, I think as a general manager, and I know as a head coach and talking to Dan, I mean, when you're the co-team builders, you definitely have to put the emotion aside. You have to look, you have to be visionary. You have to, again, think about the money. You have to think about the culture. You have to think about the age. I mean, I'm a firm believer in having, you know, veteran football players on the team. I'm also a firm believer in making sure that you play your young talent. Dan did a great job playing our young guys. We had four rookies starting on our defense. By the time they got to the playoffs, they have already played a full season. Now I feel like a lot of those young guys are coming into next season with a year and a half under their belt. I know that doesn't calculate, but I'm doubling up on some of the games in the playoffs, and I think that's a really good thing. So I think being open-minded to knowing you're going to have young guys, you're going to have older guys, and you're going to have to be very creative with how you put the team together. You know, look, I think sometimes that comes more from the media or the fan base that's more emotional about it. I think at times we can turn that off to know what we're doing. We know the direction of the team humbly more than anyone within, you know, so that's, we feel confident with our well-thought-out decisions that way. Yep. Yeah, Dave Caldwell at Jacksonville, look, he's a hell of a football mind. He's really, really good at what he does. He's always been a top-notch evaluator. He's also a very creative guy and a smart guy, and he's got a personality about him that can work with a lot of people, and he's having an opportunity to work with Tom Coughlin, who's obviously a great football mind, and Doug Marone, who's a really good football coach. I think it has the potential to be a really strong trifecta. Yeah, I mean, I think we have, I'm a firm believer in our scouting staff is. I mean, they go out and they're very prepared at who they look at. We obviously can't scout. You're not supposed to scout and evaluate people who are underclassmen until they declare, of course. The realities are that, you know, people are keeping their eyes out and doing their job. Our scouts are supposed to be the experts in their area. They're focused on the guys who are draftable. When these guys come out, they are on the ball. Starting to evaluate, and I'm usually very, very confident as an organization where we are with that, because again, we have an astute group of scouts that are, you know, very, very well researched as far as the potential talents and the personality traits and nuances of their game, personality wise, character wise, play on the field and off the field. So there are some good football players that are coming out that are young, and you know, that's a projection. I've said this time and time again. You know, when you're evaluating pro, there's some apple to apple on the pro side. You have to have a really interesting ability as a college scout to project. Not only are you projecting the players, but when you project the young guys, that can be a real challenge.